From the center of Hollywood, from the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, the California Artist Radio Theater presents Hobson's Choice by Harold Brighouse. Hobson's Choice, starring Barbara Dowling, James Lancaster, Ian Abercrombie, Elliot Reed, Kathleen Freeman, Linda Henning, Leon Adams, Cornelia Hazer-Herlihy, Francesca Beach, Richard Erdman, Sean McClory, and Tom Williams, directed by Peggy Weber. The scene is Henry Hobson's prosperous boot shop in Salford, Lancashire. The year is 1880. Hobson's two younger daughters enter the shop from the kitchen as Maggie, the eldest daughter, is sweeping the steps at the shop's front door.
Oh, it's you. I hoped it was Father going out.
It isn't.
He is late this morning.
He got up late.
Has he had his breakfast yet, Maggie?
Breakfast? With the Masons meeting last night.
Oh, he'll need reviving.
Then I wish he'd go and do it.
Are you expecting anyone, Alice?
Yes, I am, and you know I am. And I'll thank you both to go when he comes.
Well, I'll oblige you, Alice, if Father's gone out first. Only you know I can't leave the counter till he goes.
Good morning, Miss Alice.
Good morning, Mr. Prosser. Father's not gone out yet. He's late.
Oh.
What can we do for you, Mr. Prosser?
Well, I can't say that I came in to buy anything, Miss Hobson.
This is a shop, you know. We're not here to let people go without buying.
Well, I'll just have a pair of bootlaces, please.
What size do you take in boots?
8s. Does that matter to the laces?
It matters to the boots. Sit down, Mr. Prosser.
Well, yes, but...
It's time you had a new pair. The uppers are disgraceful for a professional man to wear. Number 8's from the third rack, Vicky, please.
Prosser didn't come in to buy boots, Maggie.
I wonder what does bring him in here so often.
Well, I'm terrible hard on bootlaces, Miss Hobson.
Do you get through a pair a day? You must be strong.
Well, I keep a little stock of them. It's well to be prepared for accidents, you know.
And now you have boots to go with the laces, Mr. Prosser. How does that feel?
Very comfortable.
Try it standing up.
Yes, that fits all right.
I'll put the other on.
Oh, no, I really don't want to buy them.
Sit down, Mr. Prosser. You can't go through the streets in odd boots.
What's the price?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?